morning. We thank God for this morning. And God appreciates you getting up this morning and showing up in His house. You didn't let the snow deter you from coming to worship Him. Because you value what He's done for you all week. You value what He's done for you all year. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment in your presence. Lord, speak to us through your word. Transform us, revive us, and fill us with joy. Father, let every burdened heart be lifted, and let every discouraged soul be restored. I'm an instrument in your hand. Father, use me. Use me to bring your word to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. People of God, biblical joy is not the same as happiness. See, happiness depends on the happenings or the surroundings or the surrounding activities. But joy depends on God's presence. Amen? Throughout Scripture, God consistently reminds His people. He says, "Fear not, I am with you. Be strong, I am with you. Rejoice, the Lord is near." Our theme this morning is simple, but very profound. Rejoice, God is in our midst. Rejoice, it didn't say be happy. Rejoice, God is in our midst. He's not only above us. He's not only around us. He's not watching from afar. He's present. He's active. He's engaged. He's involved. And He has vested interest in your life. Amen. What could be your vested interest at? What I say? So how many of us trade in stocks? How be at our stocks, you know, our vested interest in the company? Amen. That's God's interest in us. God has watched over you from January to December. You're about to enter into 2026. God is in your midst. And as you step into 2026, He is there for you as your mighty warrior. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. The God of Isaac, the God of Moses, the God of David, He's a fighter. He's a deliverer. He's a defender. He's a rescuer. He fights the battles that we cannot fight. Remember that. When Moses rescued the Israelites from the Egyptians and they got to the Red Sea, they were trapped. The Egyptians were pursuing them. They had nowhere to go. But you know what Moses told them? The Lord will fight for you. The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. This morning, be still. The Lord will fight for you, for he is in our midst. Amen. When David met Goliath, he made an iconic declaration. He said, "You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin." He said, "But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts." Hallelujah. I don't have javelin, I don't have spear, I don't have sword. You don't. But we have somebody whose name is above everything. And that is our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. See, in 2 Chronicles 20:17, when King Jehoshaphat was fighting, God gave him a promise. He told him he wasn't going to fight any major battle anymore. He said, instead, stand firm. As you go into 2026, I say, stand firm. Hold your position. And see the salvation of the Lord. Don't fight the battle. This morning, as you finish the year, I'll tell you the same thing. Stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord. Somebody say, amen. See, here is what his presence amongst us as a warrior means for us. It means no weapon formed or fashioned against us will prosper. It means God defends where we cannot defend ourselves. He opens the door when the enemy tries to shut it. God turns intended harm to be good, to be breakthroughs for you. Because his presence is here with us. He is with us as a loving father. The Lord takes great delight in you. He embraces. The God that we serve restores. He receives his children with joy. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. He's a loving father. His mercies and his grace renews every morning. His patience is unfailing. His grace is abundant. His correction restores. It does not condemn. See, when God is in our midst, he turns our sorrows into joy. Psalm 16:11 says, "In your presence is there fullness of joy." It didn't say happiness, because happiness depends on the surroundings. Happiness depends on the happenings. Joy, it doesn't matter, because joy depends on the presence of God. Amen. God transforms seasons. Sarah's barrenness that gave her the sorrow turned into laughter. Doesn't matter what you've been through this year. One thing I know is that he will turn your sorrow into laughter. Hannah's tears turned into testimony. He will turn your tears into testimony. Since Joseph's time in prison turned into promotion. Maybe you feel like you are in a prison. But it's going to be turned into promotion. Hallelujah. Joy is not circumstantial. Joy is not circumstantial. When God is in our midst, he transforms our lives. Where God has change happens. Amen. Because where God is, there is transformation. Where God is, change happens. God heals. When God is present, healing is abundant. All you have to do is to believe. He restores. He rebuilds. He realigns. There's always transformation when God is present. He breaks chains. So if you believe that God is in our midst, then let there be transformation in your life. Somebody say amen. Maybe you missed it. Maybe you missed it. Throughout 2025, maybe you missed it. You didn't see any transformation in your life. You have another chance in 2026 to be transformed by his presence in our midst. Amen. God rejoices over you with singing. The Creator sings with joy over his creation. Heaven rejoices over you. So I don't know what you're going through. But one thing I will tell you, as you wrap up the year, as you go into 2026, is to believe that God is in our midst. And rejoice. Let him transform your life. He's here. He's in our midst to break the chains, to bring transformation, to bring blessings. As I bring my message to a close this morning, rejoice, for God is in our midst. And I need you to respond by rejoicing with confidence. I need you to respond to that by worshiping with passion. I need you to respond to that by walking in assurance. I need you to respond to that by living in hope and standing with courage. He's in our midst. God is your warrior. He's your father. He's your joy. He's your strength. He's your song. And he's your victory in 2026 as well as the rest of the year. Amen. Amen. walk in confidence and in peace. Let every fear that we have fade. Let every burden that we have be lifted. And let every heart be strengthened because of your presence. Lord, as we go into 2026, Father, go with us. Fight for us. Surround us with songs of deliverance and victory. Cause our hearts to rejoice. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you all.